Welcome to your GCSE Business Finance Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about finance for your GCSE business exam. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is packed with the key concepts, worked examples, and exam tips that will help you pick up every available mark. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. The finance topic covers five main areas. The role of the finance function, sources of finance, financial performance, including revenue, costs, and profit, break-even analysis, and cash flow management. Examiners expect you to be able to calculate, interpret, and evaluate financial data, and to link your answers to the specific business context given in the question. Around 10% of your total marks across the paper are for quantitative skills, so accurate calculation really does matter. Now let's dive into the core concepts. First up, sources of finance. Every business needs money, whether it's starting up, expanding, or just keeping the lights on. Sources of finance fall into two categories, internal and external. Internal sources come from within the business itself. These include retained profit, which is profit kept in the business after paying owners and tax. It's free to use and doesn't involve giving up control. Then there's owner savings or capital, which is the money the owner puts in personally. And finally, selling assets, where a business sells things it owns, like old equipment or property, to raise quick cash. External sources come from outside the business. A bank loan gives a lump sum repaid with interest over time. It's great for large planned purchases. An overdraft lets a business spend more than it has in its bank account, useful for short-term cash flow problems, but expensive if used long-term. Share issue is when a limited company or public limited company sells shares to investors. This raises large amounts but dilutes ownership. Crowdfunding involves raising small amounts from a large number of people, usually online. It's popular with startups and creative businesses. And venture capital is investment from specialist firms who take a share of the business in return, typically used by high-growth startups. The key exam skill here is matching the source to the business. A brand new sole trader can't issue shares. A large established PLC wouldn't use the owner's savings. Always justify your choice based on the size, age, and legal structure of the business in the question. Now let's talk about financial performance. Three formulas you absolutely must know. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a business sells 500 units at £20 each, revenue is £10,000. Gross profit equals revenue minus cost of sales. Cost of sales, sometimes called direct costs, are the costs directly linked to making the product, like raw materials. Net profit equals gross profit minus overheads. Overheads are indirect costs like rent, wages, and marketing. Now the ratios, gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This tells you what percentage of revenue is kept as gross profit. Net profit margin equals net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This is the more meaningful figure as it accounts for all costs. The average rate of return, or ARR, is used to assess investments. The formula is ARR equals average annual profit divided by cost of investment multiplied by 100. Average annual profit equals total profit over the investment period divided by the number of years. If a machine costs £50,000 and generates £10,000 profit per year over 5 years, the ARR is 10,000 divided by 50,000 times 100, which equals 20%. The higher the ARR, the more attractive the investment.